Whale hunting is entering the electronic age. I'm Stephen Lake, Public Information Officer for the University of Alaska Fairbanks, with this week's edition of University Focus. For generations, Alaska Eskimos have hunted whales. It's difficult and dangerous work, and it's often frustrating. Even after harpooning a whale, the hunters aren't always guaranteed success. They don't always manage to land the struck whales. Dr. Eric Fullman of UAF Institute of Arctic Biology has introduced radio transmitters to the hunt.
Several years back, we proposed to the North Slope Borough to come up with a scheme for trying to increase the recovery of the struck whales that are essentially harpooned during the whaling season, both spring and fall, along the western and northern coast of Alaska. And we know from past history that approximately 50% of the whales that are struck by the whalers are eventually lost. And the losses are due to several reasons, some of which the harpoons essentially pull out of the whale. Sometimes the brightly colored floats that are attached to the harpoon with approximately a 200-foot rope sometimes come off. In other cases, the whales are actually cut loose when the process of towing the whale back to shore and the storm comes up with the potential of capsizing the boat. They actually have to cut the whale loose and then try to retrieve it later. Well, up until the time of our proposal, the only way to do that, to recover the whale, was to go out and look for this brightly colored float, which is approximately 2 feet in diameter.
To facilitate the finding of these whales, in his study, Fullman is placing transmitters in those 2 foot diameter floats.
So what we proposed doing was to put radio transmitters essentially inside the floats so that they would then be able to electronically recover a whale by either maintaining contact with the float after the whale has been harpooned, or if in the case of having to cut a whale loose, they would be able to go out in a day or two with aircraft or their boats and then try to recover it that way. And the transmitters that we're using are very powerful. To give you an instance, from an aircraft at about 7,000 feet, we were able to hear one of these at about 85 miles. So from a village, you know, should a whale get lost, just getting up off the runway with a small aircraft like a Cessna with an antenna attached to the wing, one could, you know, very rapidly hear this float if it's been within range and as long as the float is on the surface of the water.
The icy conditions hamper the effectiveness of the hunters finding their whales, since the ice frequently severs the lines connecting the float and the whale. The
program at this point is still test. We've given all the whaling captains and crews at Katkovic on Barter Island. All of those people are instrumented, and that includes 7 whaling crews. And the technique is really best for open water conditions, because once the radio transmitter float gets under the surface of the water, the signal is lost. The salt water essentially blocks the signal. So it has to be on the surface, and therefore we went ahead and did our testing program at a village where most of the whaling is in open water conditions. Now in the spring, as you know, they have leads form and the whales migrate up the leads, and there's extensive flows of ice and so on, and should the float get under that ice, most of the time it would not be heard. Therefore, we're not sure at this point how widespread this technique should be used.
While no whales have actually been recovered because of the transmitters, the findings are promising.
We've done this for 2 falls now, both 83 and 84 at Katkovic. And during that period of time, Katkovic had 2 strikes allotted to them in 83 and 3 strikes in 84. And all of the whales that were struck, those 5 strikes essentially, whales were either recovered or they were lost, but in all cases the float was found either through aircraft or with the boat.
Using these transmitters should improve the total recovery rate for struck whales.
It's not going to be 100% successful, in other words, increasing recovery from 50% approximately to 100% because of the other reasons for losing whales. But we would hope to increase the percentage of recovery to some extent to make it worthwhile, because at this point the loss of about 50% is quite high, really. And not all of those whales, incidentally, do die. There are instances of whales that have been harvested where old wounds, you know, are evident, scars and so on. And so we you know, one shouldn't interpret a lost whale as one that is definitely going to die. But because of the you know, the political situation and so on, it's everything that can be done to try to recover stuffed whales is beneficial to everyone, including the whale population.
Dr. Eric Fullman is a researcher with the University of Alaska Fairbanks Institute of Arctic Biology. For the U.S. Public Affairs Office, I'm Stephen Light. University Focus is produced by the University of Alaska Fairbanks Public Affairs Office in cooperation with KUAC-FM.